Once again, welcome everyone to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you right here on your local radio station, such as Bellevue, South Dakota's KBFS AM 1450 and KYDT 103.1 FM in Sundance. So thanks for listening out there. And we're going to remind you about the good stuff coming up here. But Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news since 1963. They've established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
Very good. Michael, what have you got today?
Well, I have a couple of little things, and I'm still deciding.
You work on that, and I'll do this. This is to God.com. I thought that was interesting, if not a bit intriguing. Dear Lord, every single evening as I'm lying here in bed, this tiny little prayer keeps running through my head. God bless all my family wherever they may be. Keep them warm and safe from harm, for they're so close to me. And God, there's one more thing I wish that you could do. Hope you don't mind me asking. Please bless my computer too. Now, I know that it's unusual to bless the motherboard, but listen just a second while I explain it to you, Lord. You see, that little metal box holds more than odds and ends. Inside those little compartments rest so many of my friends. I know so much about them by the kindness that they give, and this little scrap of metal takes me in to where they live. By faith is how I know them, much the same as you. We share in what life brings us, and from that our friendships grew. Please take an extra minute from your duties up above to bless those in my address book that's filled with so much love. Wherever else this prayer may reach to each and every friend, bless each email inbox and each person who hits send. When you update your heavenly list on your own great CD-ROM, bless everyone who shares this prayer. Send up to God.com. Amen.
Amen. Okay.
That's an interesting take, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. You know, you hear a lot of negative things in the news these days, especially if you're listening to the national news. That's why we like to bring you a little bit of the good stuff. And this was from Lainey Skiley, who showed up on Facebook here a while back. So it says, okay, I know that there are terrible, terrible people out there, but listen, I also know that there are people who stop and smile at tiny plants growing out of the sidewalk cracks. People who laugh so loud they snort. People who compliment others randomly. People who take pictures of their friends because they love seeing their friends happy. People who ramble about things that they're passionate about. People who blush and stutter. People who are kind. People who are warm. People who love and love and love and love. So, Lainey, thanks for sending that in. Just a little reminder, don't get down on everything out there.
That's right. And this is from Sue Arkenbright from Valentine, Nebraska. She sends things in occasionally. And this is called Wishes and Wants. Wishes and wants versus have-tos and needs comes down to separating grain from the weeds. It can break up a community once strong when people think that the other side is wrong. Compromising isn't easy, no matter the case. Having your way doesn't always mean first base. Sacrificing the geese that lay the golden eggs can end up all struggling on their last legs. Bigger may not be better when in the plan you have bankrupted the folks on the land. You can import problems along with numbers and end up with nothing but lots of fumblers. I don't know the answer. I wish that I did. Sometimes you must search for something that's hid. Examine all sides of the coin in the toss. Make sure that you haven't lost win in the loss. That's called Wishes and Wants by J.R. Trumbull, and that was written in 2015. We like that, J.R.
I'm going to try to teach you another word today, gumption. You've heard the word gumption?
Oh, yeah.
You've heard this one before. So yeah. Gumption is a word that's been carried over and used by many people, but it originated from the South. If someone tells you that you have gumption, it means that they think you're bold and courageous. This isn't used in a negative way, as if you are foolishly carrying out something with bravado, but rather a compliment that someone admires your bravery. So add this to your vocabulary. It's good to have gumption.
I like that, Mike. I like it a lot. Hey, thanks everybody for listening, especially everybody out there at here in South Dakota, KOKK, 1210 AM. You have been listening to The Good Stuff.